Smart move number 11 is become an outstanding listener. Remember that one trait that most men value highly in a woman is her ability to listen well and remain interested in what they have to say. Listening may be the most subtle yet effective way of showing sincere appreciation for another person. Here's a fact. Listening and being a good audience has a bigger effect on your overall relationships than most people realize. Here's an example of how poor listening habits can adversely affect a woman's social life. My sister has the attention span of a fly when it comes to listening to others. When you try to tell her a story about yourself, you better speak real fast. That's because she usually interrupts or changes the topic altogether. The funny thing is that her best friend is exactly the same way. The two of them recently had a fight because both of them are tired of the other one focusing on themselves. They made up recently, but isn't that just hilarious? By the way, they're both over 40 years old and have always been totally single. Here are some strategies to help you become an outstanding listener. The first one is set your intention on paying full attention. Some people get easily distracted when another person is speaking, but if you become distracted, the speaker won't feel that you value what they have to say. If you want to become an outstanding listener, the first order of business is to become determined to develop the habit of giving speakers your full, undivided attention. You can accomplish this by 1. Looking them directly in the eye while they are talking. 2. Keep your body still and not fidgeting. 3. Turn your body toward them instead of away. And 4, keep quiet until they are finished completing their thoughts. Another strategy, provide positive, nonverbal feedback. Show you are listening attentively by offering feedback as if that person was the only one left on this earth. You can do this by 1, nodding your head in agreement. 2, leaning closer to the one who is speaking. 3, smiling with delight or approval. And 4, maintaining eye contact throughout the conversation. As any person with a hearing disability can verify, listening is not always an auditory communication. Another strategy, try not to interrupt while he's speaking. When you interrupt someone while they're speaking, you're often trying to finish their sentences to speed up their story. But mostly you're in your own head thinking about what you want to talk about instead of listening. After a while, the speaker becomes annoyed by your interruptions. In order to make a speaker feel appreciated, it's important to be more patient and disciplined while listening. If necessary, ask if you can make a brief comment on their topic before letting them continue. Another good strategy, help the talker get into their flow. When I worked as a public speaking coach years ago, one of my primary tasks was to get people to talk about subjects that they were eager to discuss. I'd get them rolling by prompting with, so John, tell us what happened to you the other day. When the speaker got stuck, I'd interject, so what happened next? By doing this, I was able to help the talker get into the flow. I only interrupted to get them back on track or to suggest that they elaborate on their story. If you can help other people get into their flow when they speak, they'll have a special appreciation for you. And another good strategy is don't jump to conclusions. In resolving conflicts, make sure that you hear the person out completely. Come to see their side of the story and find out precisely what their true intentions were. That way you can avoid the common mistake of jumping to conclusions by listening to only the early part. When you gather all the information from them, you'll be more likely to identify with the reasoning or purpose of the other person's behavior. The bottom line is, dating sucks when people start avoiding you because you've gained a reputation for being a terrible audience. But dating rocks when others feel understood and appreciated by the simple way that you listen to them.